anyone needed further proof that Democrat leaders and their fake news allies care more about regaining power and stopping the investigations of them under the Trump administration, you need look no further than their reaction to the death of the top terrorist in Iran, General Soleimani, from an airstrike authorized by the President of the United States. This evil man, Soleimani, was responsible for at least 600 American military deaths and countless numbers of others. He was not in Iran. He was at the airport in Iraq, where he had just orchestrated an attack on the U.S. embassy, and where he was plotting other terrorist attacks against Americans. The reaction from Democrats and the mainstream media was immediate outrage against President Trump's decision to target this evil terrorist. Soleimani had been allowed to roam free to plot attacks against American targets for 8 years under the Barack Hussein Obama administration. Our intelligence community knew where Soleimani was for all of that time. But Obama and Secretary of State Hillary Clinton refused to eliminate this constant threat against America. Obama had even met in the Oval Office with Iranian terrorists. Nancy Pelosi, Adam Schiff, and other Democrats blasted Trump for not consulting with Congress before moving against Soleimani. But Barack Hussein Obama launched airstrikes against Syria and Iraq more than 2,800 times without any complaint from Democrat leadership. Their hypocrisy knows no bounds. Remember when Barack Hussein Obama put troops in Syria without congressional approval? Remember when Obama droned a U.S. citizen and his family without congressional approval? Complete silence came from the left. But now that President Donald Trump ordered an attack that killed Iran's top terrorist, the architect behind the regime's war on America and Israel, Democrats suddenly care for the Constitution. Why would a president confer with someone like Adam Schiff, known throughout Washington as the greatest leaker of secrets in Congress, before taking action, when by its very nature the action had to be kept secret? Here are the key points. Soleimani was killed in a targeted drone strike at Baghdad Airport. The United States pointed out that he had been responsible for thousands of deaths and that he was feared and hated by the average Iranian people. Iran's leaders vowed revenge. Frantic Democrats like Pelosi, Schiff, Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, and others decided that it was better to let terrorist leaders live to continue their attacks against Americans rather than confront them and fear Iran's revenge. How does that make sense? Democrats have always been weak in the defense of America. Remember when Hillary Clinton and Obama thought that peace in the Middle East depended upon toppling Muammar Gaddafi in Libya and Saddam Hussein in Iraq from power? There is no question that both men were ruthless dictators who ruled with an iron fist. But that region of the world has always been ruled by ruthless dictators. Power through strength is all they know. Taking Gaddafi and Saddam out of power created a vacuum that was filled by terrorist organizations like ISIS and Taliban, and it made the region even more dangerous, and we're being confronted with that today. At least Saddam and Gaddafi were killing their own people, not Americans. It was a gross miscalculation by Obama and the witless Hillary Clinton. Those miscalculations led to Benghazi, where terrorists invaded the American embassy there and posed a threat to our American staff. Several calls were made frantically to Secretary of State Hillary Clinton that went unanswered. She took no action to save the people in our Libyan outpost, and Barack Hussein Obama actually went to bed with those calls for help unanswered. The result? The deaths of three American servants, including our Libyan ambassador. That inaction alone is enough to label Obama and Clinton as traitors to America. Contrast that with Trump's actions in Iraq when notified that the Iranian terrorist leader, General Soleimani, was at the Iraq airport plotting more attacks against Americans and American interests. It did not take several calls to the Trump administration for this president to act to protect Americans, Iranian citizens, and indeed the world from this evil terrorist. What would the Middle East look like today if Carter had destroyed the radical Islamic State of Iran? What if Truman had let General Patton take out Russia's Stalin, or MacArthur take out China? Democrat appeasement is the root of the growth of regimes that threaten the sovereignty and safety of the United States. These people did not just get upset over this drone strike. Their foundational belief is that we should not exist. President Trump justified the U.S. drone strike at Baghdad Airport that killed Iranian Lieutenant General Soleimani, tweeting that the general was both hated and feared in Iran, and blaming Soleimani for the deaths of a large number of protesters within that country. Soleimani was the top commander of Iran's Revolutionary Guards, the Quds Force. He was also the architect of Iran's Middle East strategy and was responsible for the January siege of the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad. American intelligence reported that he was planning further attacks on U.S. diplomats and civilians. Democrats questioned the legality of Trump's action and expressed concerns about the consequences. Since when does America cower from the threats of despots? Trump's drone attack against the Iranian terrorist may or may not draw a revenge action from Iran, but to continue the Democrat policy of appeasement, as evidenced by Obama and Hillary Clinton, ensures an emboldened Iran who sees our lack of action as cowardice. The U.S. Embassy in Baghdad suspended all consular operations until further notice, and U.S. citizens have been advised not to approach the U.S. compound. Visa applications and other business was shifted to the consulate in Erbil. Also killed in the drone attack at the Baghdad airport was Abu Mahdi al-Muhandi, the second in command of the Iranian-backed militias in Iraq. No rational American wants war with Iran or anyone else. But no rational American sees cowardice in the face of provocations as a pathway to peace. The killing of Soleimani in Baghdad was a lawful act, wholly compatible with President Trump's responsibilities as commander-in-chief. Trump had no obligation to consult Congress before ordering the operation which killed the leader of Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guards. While there is at least one major U.S. covert action program on Iran, the legal notice requirements were not triggered by the separate killing of Soleimani. That's because this action was overt and narrowly defined in scope. When it comes to murderous plots against Americans and critical American interests, the evidence file against Soleimani is broad, deep, and unequivocal. For just one example, Soleimani orchestrated a failed 2011 plot to bomb the Saudi ambassador and dozens of innocent people dining in a Washington, D.C. restaurant. When the attack agent warned his handler that this explosion would kill 100 or more innocent Americans, the officer responded with no concern. Iran is escalating against American interests in a desperate effort to blackmail Washington into granting them sanctions relief. They must not succeed. To those Democrats who are critical of the president's action in taking out the number one terrorist plotting to kill Americans, appeasement never works. Obama and Clinton were like Neville Chamberlain in England. Trump is like Winston Churchill. One was for appeasement, the other was for action. It's time for the president of the United States to make it clear to Iran, North Korea, and any other belligerent state threatening America that our actions will not be in the form of rules of war or the lives of American troops being put into danger in a land war. The next step the president should take if attacked by these enemies is a complete annihilation of that regime by whatever force is necessary. Should we use nuclear weapons? Yes, in a limited way, but it's time to put the enemies of the United States on notice that the days of appeasement and cowardice are over, that we do not pursue war, but we will not be deterred from war if it's forced upon us, and we will not defend ourselves in limited measures. As for the Democrat leaders who have chosen to defend the Iranian terrorist over their own country because of their hate for President Trump and his agenda, Americans should send the message that they are not only wrong, but traitorous. We can disagree over politics, but in the end, we should all be patriotic Americans who band together in the face of a common enemy. One of those sworn common enemies is Iran, whose leaders greet each day with shouts of "Death to America!" What part of that shout do Democrats not understand? Trump is our president. Iran is our enemy. And General Soleimani was the head of that deadly snake. Democrats should be praising this president for his quick action to kill that snake instead of lamenting his death. Does regaining political power mean so much to them that they would choose the safety of a terrorist over their own president? That answer is sadly yes. And therein lies the danger of today's Democrat leadership. While Democrats spend their time lamenting the death of this Iranian terrorist, Donald Trump is sending some 5,000 U.S. troops to the region to confront Iran's threat of revenge. More troops are at the ready. That's what being presidential looks like. For Trump, it's America first. For Democrats, it's cowering in fear over Iranian threats. Ask yourself, what's best for America?